I'm very well, sir.
Good. I was your waiter last night. It's nice to see you down here.
Oh, yeah. Good to see you, too.
Took your advice. Ditched school today over at UGA.
Oh, good.
Come down and say howdy.
Oh, good.
Hope my teachers aren't listening right now.
Yeah.
By the way, you're looking good after the beer and the cognac last night. You're up doing okay. Seen that too much of a hangover?
Nah. Wait, are you implying, sir, that I drank to excess last night? As my waiter, are you telling me that you said, he wants another damn scotch, the guy does?
It was a healthy tab, we'll just put it that way. Listen, I got a question for you. I'm getting married this summer,
uh-huh.
And sweet little honey, and the future mother-in-law, nice lady. We lived with them for a couple months when we moved out here from California, but she won't leave us alone. She's got constant advice on how to do things. How can I tell her to leave us alone in a nice way?
Well, are you saying you're living with mother-in-law?
We just moved out about 2 weeks ago. Got our own place.
There you go. Well, when you live with mother-in-law, she can give you all the advice. You know, when you live there under her roof, she's allowed to spill her guts. But now that you guys are on your own, that's it. You're in charge now.
Yeah, but she continues to give us the advice.
Have you talked about it with your wife?
Yeah, in a nice way. I don't want to make her too mad, you know. The couch isn't that comfortable.
Well, you're going to have to be the master of the house now and take control. Like in a military unit, are you given command or do you take command? You take command. So that's what you're going to have to do, make a command decision. Speak up to Mom.
All right. Thanks, Grace.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
And look on the bright side.